On the Feast of Trumpets, October 2, 2024, a ring of fire eclipse, and a comet, possibly the comet of the century, will appear in the constellations of the Lion and the Serpent. See detailed video, scroll down. The Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, holds profound significance within Jewish tradition and, intriguingly, in Christian eschatological discussions. Occurring typically in September or October, this feast has captured the attention of theologians who link it to the anticipated event of the rapture, as outlined in the New Testament. This post explores these connections, enhanced by astronomical phenomena and scriptural debates. Scriptural foundations. The primary scriptures discussing the rapture include 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 52, which mentions the last trump, a trumpet that will sound, signaling the transformation of the living and resurrection of the dead in Christ. Similarly, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 to 17 speaks of the Lord's descent from heaven with a shout, accompanied by the trumpet of God, where the dead in Christ will rise first, followed by the living who are caught up together with them in the clouds. Interpretation and link to the feast. The term, last trump, is thought by some to directly refer to the trumpet blasts that mark the end of the Feast of Trumpets, making a compelling case for this feast as a prophetic marker of the rapture. However, skeptics argue that the last trump refers instead to a different eschatological context in the book of Revelation, separate from the Jewish feast days, astronomical phenomena and prophecy. Significant astronomical events, such as a notable comet appearance and a solar eclipse, stir excitement and speculation during this year's Feast of Trumpets. These events occur in constellations that some, like Joseph Zeiss in his book The Gospel and the Stars, argue narrate a celestial story of redemption and judgment aligned with scriptural prophecy, Revelation chapter 12, Joel chapter 2 verse 31. Prophecy and signs. Proponents view these signs as divine markers, echoing biblical prophecies where celestial phenomena herald significant spiritual shifts, Luke chapter 21 verses 25 to 26. Critics caution against overinterpretation, noting historical instances where similar signs were deemed significant yet passed without incident. The pre-tribulation perspective. The pre-tribulation rapture theory advocates that the rapture will precede a seven-year tribulation period, a time of great turmoil prophesied in Daniel chapter 9 verse 27 and Matthew chapter 24 verse 21. This perspective holds that the rapture serves as a divine rescue from impending judgment, a view bolstered by interpretations of the Feast of Trumpets as a prophetic sign. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Support and critique. Supporters cite the symbolic nature of the feast as a new beginning, fitting the transformative promise of the rapture. Detractors argue that the Bible does not explicitly link this feast to the rapture, suggesting a cautious approach to prophetic symbolism. What this means for believers today. For many believers, these interpretations foster a heightened sense of watchfulness and spiritual preparedness. Whether or not one subscribes to the precise timing, the overarching call within Scripture is clear: to live in readiness and faithfulness, reflecting Jesus' directive to watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour, Matthew chapter 25 verse 13. Conclusion. While the Feast of Trumpets provides a rich tapestry of tradition and prophecy, its exact connection to the rapture remains a topic of vibrant debate. As we observe these celestial signs and scriptural seasons, they should not only prompt speculation but inspire a deeper commitment to live out our faith actively and expectantly. Call to action. I encourage all readers to delve into these scriptures, observe the unfolding signs, and engage in a life of vigilant faith. Let these times, whether they herald the immediate return of Christ or not, draw us closer to the heart of God and His ultimate promises for humanity. Draw closer to God's heart. Here's a curated list of scriptures that can inspire deeper exploration and draw Christians closer to the heart of God and His promises. Matthew chapter 24 verses 30 to 31 describes the Son of Man coming on the clouds with power and great glory, and the angels gathering the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 to 17 details the Lord's descent from heaven and the believers being caught up together with the resurrected dead in Christ to meet the Lord in the air. Revelation chapter 21 verses 1 to 4 offers a vision of a new heaven and a new earth, where God dwells with His people, wiping away every tear, with no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3. Jesus promises to prepare a place for His followers and to come back to take them to Himself, so that where He is, there they may be also. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 to 13 encourages believers with the promise of the Lord's return, emphasizing God's patience and the coming day of God when the heavens will be dissolved, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Romans chapter 8 verses 18 to 25 discusses the future glory that will be revealed to us, contrasting present sufferings with the hope and redemption of creation. Isaiah chapter 25 verses 8-9, prophecies that the Lord will swallow up death forever and will wipe away tears from all faces, underscoring the salvation and joy that await God's people. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, affirms God's plans for us, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. Psalm chapter 23, a profound reflection on God's guidance, provision, and protection throughout life's journey, culminating in an eternity in His presence. Philippians chapter 3 verses 20-21, reminds us of our citizenship in heaven and the Savior we await, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like His glorious body. These scriptures offer a blend of hope, assurance, and profound theological insight into God's ultimate plan for humanity, making them excellent for further meditation and study. On the Feast of Trumpets, October 2, 2024, a ring of fire eclipse, and a comet, possibly the comet of the century, will appear in the constellations of the Lion and the Serpent. The very first prophecy of a coming Redeemer is found in Genesis chapter 3 verse 14-15. The seed of the woman, Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, coming to crush the head of the serpent. The story of the rapture and the dragon being thrown down from heaven to earth, along with his angels, is found in the book of Revelation chapter 12 completes on this day. That means the rapture and start of the tribulation can't be far behind. Who knows, the rapture may even occur on the Feast of Trumpets this year.